order. Chris, would you take the roll?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Here.
Councilmember Christensen?
Here.
Council President Bubin-Vanderhaar?
Here.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Mayor Steer?
Here. And if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. First item is the consent agenda. Is there anything anybody wants to talk about on that or motion to approve or?
I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Bubin-Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Which takes us right to item 7A, consideration to approve the expenditure of $75,400 from contingency funds for water sewer PI engineering modeling. Bob Bachman.
Mayor and Council, I'm not quite sure if you guys remember back in, I believe it was September, we had come to you about a study we were going to do for this program. Basically what it is it's so that as developers come in, we can have a live up-to-date model of our water infrastructure, sewer infrastructure, and pressurized irrigation infrastructure. Basically what this study will do is create a method to be able to charge per lot as a development comes in so that they're actually paying for the extra burden of keeping those master plans and modeling reports up to date. We'll be able to give a more accurate analysis of where we are on the infrastructure, more of almost like a live feed instead of a 4 or 5 year snapshot. I'm not sure if you recall or not, but we discussed it a little bit last year. This is us just moving that forward to request the funds to get that study done and then implement the process.
Okay. Any further questions for Bob?
I move we approve the expenditure of $31,668 from the water contingency fund, $31,668 from the sewer contingency fund, and $12,064 from the PI contingency fund for the purpose of pursuing a water, sewer, and pressurized irrigation modeling system.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve $31,668 from the water fund, $31,668 from the sewer fund, and $12,064 from the PI fund for the water, sewer, PI engineering modeling. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Item B, consideration to approve the expenditure of $5,000 from general fund contingency for upgrades, tablets, and necessary accessories. Jared Empey.
Mayor and Council, so this is part of the city staff's continuing look into the IT situation with the city. So essentially we're just trying to get ahead of essentially technological obsolescence that inevitably will occur with our devices, and one of the devices that we looked at was the city's tablets with the P&Z Commission, with City Council. And so this request is essentially just to get ahead of that obsolescence, which will eventually occur. And with this, we'd be eligible for annual upgrades of devices so that essentially we wouldn't have to make any more equipment upgrades. And basically it's a $10 a month fee that you pay, and you get cellular connectivity to internet so that we wouldn't have connectivity issues during meetings or If you're on the road, you can still answer emails or whatnot. So we feel that it's a prudent investment of our money, especially in the event of loss or breakage of the device, so that we're not out a device essentially in the future.
I have one potential question for you.
Yes.
With the inclusion of cellular service, if you will, might we need to look at our employee policies at all to address, like I know we have, it's fine for employees to have limited personal use of devices, but I'm especially thinking with regard to like tablets and stuff, if we might need to look at all at data use, in the sense that if you can use this as a hotspot and you don't have to pay for internet at your house anymore, you know what I mean? So just throwing that out there, I guess it's not really a question so much as a suggestion that we might, if we don't think it already currently addresses it, want to look at our employee manuals to see if we just need to do any additions in light of changing technology and services and stuff.
Yeah, so to answer your question, Council President, so we do monitor this on a monthly basis. So essentially how the process works now is whenever I receive a bill from Verizon, I review the bill for data usage to see if it is abnormal for the use of that particular user. And if it is, then I bring it up with the particular director over that employee. So that's how it currently works. But we could definitely add that to an employee manual to make it more formalized.
Okay. Yeah, or I don't know the process for like when we issue a device or issue an upgraded device or something like that about, I don't know how long our spiel is in terms of expectations for how you use it and all that kind of thing. So what, at least if it's addressed somewhere, either verbally or in a policy somewhere, that would be great. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Anything further for Jared? Okay.
I move we approve the expenditure of $5,000 from the general fund contingency in order to upgrade IT equipment.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the expenditure of $5,000 from general fund contingency for the upgrade of IT equipment. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries. That is basically all we have on the agenda for tonight. Was there anything anybody wanted to announce? So we held a multi-agency meeting here last week and was pretty well attended, mostly to bring up concerns that most everybody's policies are written such that it keeps up well with 2%, 3%, and 4% growth. But I had a concern that maybe when we're at 10%, 11%, 12% growth, that different agencies' policies may not be generally keeping up. And so we've started that discussion, and I think ACHD is looking at their policies, doing some upgrades and things like that. One thing ACHD said is that they are not a land use. They don't make decisions on land use, so their policies reflect basically when a subdivision comes in, what would be required of them in order to have a, whether it's intersection improvements or if impact fees are enough. I think there is some concern with their collection on impact fees that they don't have enough of a general fund anymore to keep up with the matching dollars that are necessary to use those funds. So they're looking into some of that type of stuff. But we might start hearing some more from ACHD. School district was not there. We had a couple of planning and zoning commissioners, and I think they got some good information from it. I don't know, Mr. Cardoza, is there anything you wanted to mention on that or on that meeting?
It was lack of vocabulary jargon. It seemed like everybody was bitching about their budget to me. So the intent, I thought, was to get input from each one of the departments, or at least that's the way the meeting was started by the mayor. But I didn't hear anybody really agree to be more truthful in their recommendations. What I heard was just nobody's got enough money to do anything. So I came away with the feeling that they would prefer that we actually just put a moratorium on building. I don't know if you got that, but, you know, the highway district said that they had $20 million. And if you stop to think, $20 million will probably get you about 15 miles of road in reserve. So they seem to be underfunded quite a bit. And Ada County was pretty vocal, and they were very strapped with money, except for the sheriff's department. They're just awash in it. So, but everybody else seems to be struggling. So I came away with the meeting that I don't know if we're going to see any more honest replies from them that would forego any kind of stalling, but I would hope that they are a little more forceful in their letters to us and truthful as to how they feel about the growth out here. So,
well, I think basically the point of the thing was to kind of start the conversation, and I think so. I've had a couple of conversations since then with ACHD folks, and I think that maybe we can work together on looking at what our intentions are with comments on these types of things, and what they want to see from us, and hopefully we can get a little more on the same page with everyone. So I think it was a good meeting all in all, mm-hmm. and I think it started a good conversation. So we'll see where it goes from there, but that's kind of, I don't think anybody was really prepared for what they would say about it or anything. So I think they're going to go back and look at it some more, and it seems like that's what ACHD is doing. And mostly what we did was went over pretty intensely what our process is and what we look at. And, you know, we look at water and sewer and PI and land use and comp plan and ability to serve as far as police department and that type of thing. And I was hoping that and fire was actually quite helpful, and Ada County paramedics were there, and chief was there for comments on police, and I think maybe they can come up with a few more comments when it comes time for commenting on development and that type of thing. So anyway, we'll see where it goes from there, but I think we started the conversation, and I think it'll be a good thing in the end. So that's about all I have. Somebody else has something? Okay. Well, meeting adjourned. Thank you.